Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be beginning the 8th chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. We will be discussing the case of the Ben Sora Umore, the stubborn and rebellious son who is subject to execution. And let's begin immediately with Mishnah Aleph. Ben Sora Umore, me'em asai nase Ben Sora Umore. So when does a person become eligible to be declared one of these stubborn and rebellious sons? Mishayavi stei sa'aros v'achayakiv zaken. From the time that he brings forth two pubic hairs until his beard comes in. Hachtachton veloha elyon. And when we say beard, we're speaking of the lower one, not the upper one. We're speaking euphemistically. Really what we mean is full pubic hair. We don't mean the beard on his face. Elishadibru chachamim baloshon nakiya. But the sages who stated this principle said it in a euphemistic language. Shenemar. And we see that this is the age from the pasuk, which tells us, Kie le'ish ben, when a man has a son, ben velo bas, a son but not a daughter, ben velo ish, and he's still considered a son, he's not considered a man in his own right. Hakatan pater, and a minor, someone under the age of majority, is exempt, shelo ba lechlal mitzvos, because he's not yet obligated in mitzvos. So if a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old acts in the manner of a Ben Sora Umore, he would not be liable to any punishment. Let's take a quick look in the Barton Oro. Ben Sora Umore, Mishiavi stei sha'aros, since when he brings forth two hairs, who ben shlosh esrei v'yom echad, and he also has to be 13 years and a day. So he has to be bar mitzvah, he has to have reached the age of majority, in addition to having the simanim, the signs of majority. Shenemar ben velo ish, so we see that he's got to be a son and not yet a man in his own right. Mishahikiv zaken hatachton ishu, when his pubic hair has completely grown in, then he's a man. Va'afal gav t'mikatnusa hu kori ben, even though from the time that he's a minor, he's still called the son, the 6-year-old, the 8-year-old, these are a son. Lo mitzinan l'chayve mikame shiyave shtei sa'aros. We don't see that he can become guilty and culpable for punishment before he brings forth two pubic hairs. Dekatan pater, because a minor is exempt. Shlobo lechlal ha-mitzvos, because he's not yet obligated in mitzvos. Hilkach, therefore, chiyuvei basar hachihu, his obligation only comes after this. V'hachikamar kran, and this is what the pasuk means to tell us. Kiye le'ish ben ha-samach le'gavruso shel ish. When a man has a son who's close to being a man. B'tchilas ishuso, chayvei kra. The Torah requires that he be close to manhood. U'mishahikif Zaken hatachton, ish gamarhu. And when he brings forth the lower beard, euphemistically, then he's a complete man. Mishnah Beis. Me'emasai chayev. From when does he become guilty? Mishiyocho tartemar basar, v'yishte chatzei lug yayin haitalki. From the time that he eats a certain quantity of meat and he drinks a certain quantity of Italian wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, mana basar v'lug hayayin. Rabbi Yossi also states, quantities, but they happen to be twice as much as those stated by the Tanakhama. Acho b'chaburas mitzvah, if he eats them in a gathering of a mitzvah. Acho b'ibur hachodesh, if he ate them when the month is declared to be full. Acho meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, or if he eats second tithe in Jerusalem, which you're supposed to do. Acho nevelas utrefos, or if he eats meat that's treif, or that wasn't slaughtered properly. Shkatzim ramashim, or if he eats bugs and things that that are not kosher, small crawling animals and such. Acho davar shehu mitzvah v'davar shehu avera, if he ate anything that's a mitzvah or anything that's a sin. Acho kol meichel v'lo acho basar, if he ate any food but it didn't include meat. Shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yayin, if he drank any beverage but he didn't drink wine. Eino nasa ben sora umore, in any of these cases he does not become a ben sora umore. He has to eat meat, and he has to drink wine. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Zolo v'sove, it calls him a glutton and a drunkard. V'afal pi she'ein raya l'davar, zech l'davar. Even though it's not ironclad proof, there is a reference that supports it in a Pasuk. Shenemar, it's a Pasuk in Mishle. Al tehi v'sove yayin, v'zole basar lamo. So it tells us not to to be like these gluttons who guzzle wine and who stuff themselves with meat. So we see that these references to drunkenness and gluttony refer specifically to meat and wine. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Tartemar, That's the quantity of meat in the first part of the Mishnah. Chatzi mana, it's half a mana. Vehushiyeh habasar, bashil velo bashil. And the meat has to be cooked and not cooked. It has to be partially cooked. Kederach shahalistim ochlim, like thieves eat it. It's because thieves are on the run, so they have to make it edible, but they don't have the luxury to make it as appetizing as it might otherwise be. So this glutton doesn't want to wait for it to be fully cooked. He wants to guzzle it down as soon as it's edible. Minyayin haitalki, of Italian wine. Shehu meshubach. It means that a praiseworthy wine, a good wine. Vehu deshasi le mazig velo mazig. And the way they drank wine, they would have to dilute it with water because it was more like a wine concentrate. It couldn't be drunk as it was. So again, mazig velo mazig, it's partially diluted, not as much as it should be to make it optimum, but enough to make it drinkable. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, he gives quantities that are twice as big. Ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow him. Achol bechaboras mitzvah, if he ate in a gathering of a mitzvah, besudah shel mitzvah, so a sudas mitzvah. Achol be'ibur hachodesh, if he ate it when they declared the month full. Afal gav de'ein olin la'osa se'uda, el bapas u'kitnis bilvad, even though that meal, when they declared the month full, they only served beans and bread. It wasn't a fancy meal, it was a simple meal. Be'iyu asik baser v'yayin, and he's eating meat and drinking wine, ho u'b'mitzvah ka'asik lo mamshich. Since he's involved with a mitzvah, we're not worried that he's going to continue on this path. Achol meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, if he ate the second tithe in Jerusalem, kivan de'kederach mitzvasohu, since that's the way of performing a mitzvah. D'chsiv b'meiser sheni, because it tells us regarding meiser sheni, b'bakaru b'tzonu b'yayinu b'shechar lo mamshich. So it tells us that you should buy cattle and sheep and wine and strong drink. So since that's specifically the way you perform the mitzvah, again, we're not worried that he's going to continue in his bad path. Navelos utrefos shkatzim aramashim, if he ate any of these trafe things. Dechsiv einenu shemea bekolenu. The parents say he doesn't listen to our voice. Velo zesh afilu bekolo shel makom eno shomea. Not referring to this person who even doesn't listen to God's voice. So again, that's a level that the Torah gives us, very specific scenario for the Bensoro Mora. So if he eats Davar Shehu Mitzvah, something that is a mitzvah, Derabanan, even Derabanan, Lasuya Tanchume Avelim, which includes even consoling mourners. The Ime Reisha Hava Mina Chaboras Mitzvah, Hainu Kahanim Sheochlim Kudshim, O Achilas Psachim. From the first part of the Mishnah, where it says a gathering of a mitzvah, I would think, for example, Kahanim, when they eat the sacrifices, or when we eat the Karban Pesach. So this tells us even not those cases, even a rabbinic case. Similarly, Davar Shehu Avera, something that's in Avera, Lasuye Tainis Tzibor, Sheisuro Midivrei Sofrim. This includes a public fast, which is something that was prohibited by the sages from it's rabbinic. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we'll continue with more about the Bensoro Mara with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.